Goddamn. Well, goddamn, cat. I had to let it go a few days, man. But goddamn, Cat Williams set the world on fire. He was not playing around. That man came to talk. He came to say some words, say some shit. Goddamn, he said some shit. I don't know about you guys, but I was like, my whole dimension and respect for Javi, for Steve Javi, went out the window a long time ago, but like completely dropped all respect for him as far as like I didn't know the motherfucker had no hair at all. Like that whole hairline thing, that blew me away when he was like, yeah, he's wearing a fucking hair unit and wants somebody to talk like look like Mr. He's straight. Yo, so it blew my mind away when he said it was a hair unit. Because, like, I was like, a hair unit? What the? I didn't understand what he said. I'm like, what the fuck does he mean by hair unit? So I had to look it up. And it was like, yo, it was fake hair. And I'm like, damn, they made that look so good and so, like, real that it made me believe that, like, you know what I'm saying? He had hair. And it just shows you like the days of the internet and like what it allows us to do and see so much now in people's on people's appearances. It's just crazy, man. So I made the most delicious pot of coffee. Do you ever have like, you know, when you make a I don't know, a cup of coffee or a latte, perhaps? When you make something and it just tastes so damn good and you're just like, oh my God, I just need another sip of that, or you make a spaghetti sauce and you just, damn, that's just so good and you just can't stop. Well, this is it. So if you will and let me indulge, folks. This damn cover. Couldn't get a good one. So Cat gets up there, if you guys know, if you're one of the people living under a rock. Cat Williams goes on this Club Shay Shay, which is Shannon Sharpe's podcast that he does after football, along with being on numerous sports channels doing commentary and analyzing. So he gets on there and he has a guest, Cat Williams. Cat Williams is a comedian. Now, true, and so they had a talk and a drink and a conversation, and you know, Cat was drinking and Cat was talking, and he started talking and was letting out some shit that damn near broke the internet. Okay, so if you haven't seen it, I suggest you go and see it. It's about 2 hours long. A lot of people, you know, you get catch 45 minutes, stop it, wait for a little bit, and then catch the other 45 minutes, but. Man, oh man, I'm telling you, I've watched this interview twice already, and like I said, I was surprised that not only Steve Harvey is a shitty comedian, he's fucking horrible, and also that his hair, he was completely bald this whole time. I feel like it's unjust. I feel like I was wronged in so many ways. So and I have less respect for the guy than I do now. On the other hand, you know, like I didn't hear, like to be honest with you, like I remember Cat Williams when I was growing up, you know, Friday and all that stuff. But you remember, like, you know, like the top actors, like, because at that time you had a lot of unknown actors, and Cube did a lot for all these comedians, okay, and opened up a door and gave them a light to shine on and say, hey, this is your chance, right? So. During the movie, a lot of stuff that we don't know about personally about a lot of these comedians, Cat started letting out the bag. Some of them, like the dude that played fucking Big Worm, he said he's a horrible, horrible, horrible comedian, and it's not funny. Now, whether he, I think it was Earthquake or something. Earthquake hasn't got a job, he said, in a while. Somebody couldn't even read. So he was just blowing the doors off a lot of these actors, well, excuse me, comedians, if you will, and I got air quotes up as I'm saying it. So, not only that, but there was this big fucking gripe about Cat Williams and Travis Smiley. Travis Smiley played a role in and Friday, or the Friday after next, or whatever, I forget which part it was, but he was playing Santa Claus. And so, and in this particular thing, this Santa Claus was going to get raped, and Cat Williams was going to play the Santa, but he was like, yo, I'm not playing the Santa if I got to get fucking raped. You know what I mean? And, you know, that shit's ridiculous. So Travis was like okay with the role, and he took the fucking role of the Santa. It's a kind of confusing story for me, but ever since that little thing happened, in the future, Kat said, if I have to play in a movie with this cat again, I'm going to make him wear a fucking dress. Okay? So, like, where guys, I think Cat Williams was the first trendsetter as far as black actors, comedians, what have you, wearing dresses. So Cat Williams says, look it, I work with this motherfucker again, he's wearing a dress. And sure enough, they went into the net, they went to and did some kind of movie, and Travis Smiley was wearing a dress. And Cat Williams was in it. So it goes to show that, like, you know, you might not be the iconic comedian or comic, but you pull mad strings, okay? So as Cat's sitting there demolishing every single comic, I'm talking Harvey, fucking that potato head motherfucker, Steve Harvey. He's talking shit about Cedric the Entertainer, which I lost a complete amount of respect for. He was all about a dollar. Cedric the Entertainer started talking shit about fucking, Earthquake and a few other cats. Other guys that I just can't think of their names right now at the top of my head. But he went after a lot of them. He went after Kevin Hart. Cedric the Entertainer with him. He said that Cedric pretty much took the whole premise of his joke, being in a Cadillac and driving and shit. And I guess, you know, all Cedric did was took the replaced like the rocket ship for a fucking hoopty or some shit. So there was that allegation that came out. A lot of stuff about the Comedy Store and what was going on back there in this behind the scenes. So a lot of cats couldn't fucking read scripts and this, that, and the third. People didn't want to give Cat his just due. And I think this is what Cat wanted to have this conversation is saying, now that everybody's done, made their money and all this and all that, and no careers are going to get destroyed, you think, I'm going to destroy whatever's left of you think. Any futuristic future or whatever legacy is going to be tarnished, and I'm going to do it right here in this 2-hour fucking segment. And so be it, he did it. So now I know that, you know, Cedric is nobody. You know, Cat Williams, this cat writes his own material. You know, and a lot of these other dudes, like, why do you think they have the Writers Guild in Hollywood? That's why the Writers Guild was saying, hey, enough's enough. We don't even get paid for half the shit. And all these dudes that are getting our jokes, making America laugh, is all from us. And we don't get our roses. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was just to show that how much Hollywood is so fake, which we already know. But how talentless it is. I mean, who would have thought some fat motherfucker, Cedric the Entertainer, would have made millions of dollars? Do you know what I'm saying? From jokes that, yeah, so maybe he might have wrote, or maybe he did wrote, right? You know what I mean? Steve Harvey made so many jokes enough to where he became a host on a TV show. Like, that would be like me saying, okay, I'm a journalist, and saying, all right, now I don't want to be a journalist no more. I want to be a talk show host. What would make me leave journalism? Unless I wasn't really a real journalist to begin with. So I said, hey, fuck it. My life's passion wasn't with this. It was pretty much doing whatever fucking pays me the dollar. So Steve rather do a fucking talk show, and he's the hottest working man in Hollywood. He wants to work on a game show. Excuse me, not a talk show, a game show. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to relax for a year, and then I'm going to go hit the fucking world with a fucking big-ass tour. You know what I mean? Either he doesn't believe in himself, you know what I mean? Or he doesn't need the money, he would say. You know, but he needs the money from a game show. But he does. If he doesn't need the money, he could go out and do a fucking regional tour. You know what I mean? A fucking 8-state tour, 10-state tour. Sell out, go to these, you know, like, Music City Hall, the Wounds, fucking the Wang Center down in Boston. There's a few other spots you can go to. Small little quiet venues and do his thing. You know what I mean? And get paid fucking big bucks. So, you know, and then Cat Williams goes, listen, I got like 12 specials, 12 comedy specials. He goes, I got the most. And he goes, fucking, you can catch my shit on TV. He goes, you can catch Cedric's stand-up shit on TiVo or Netflix. And he's like, let me repeat that for the fans and the viewers. You can't find it on Tubi and Netflix. Now, Tubi, we all know, is a fucking free fucking TV fucking streaming service. All right? So they stream, like, shit, like, you know, let's just say you had a channel. Remember, like, channel, like, it would be, like, the Wii channel. It would be, like, a channel 38, and they would play, like, you know, old school fucking reruns of, like, Law and Order and stuff, or maybe, like, some game show or some Jeopardy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they would make money off that because there was always a viewer to watch that. Well, you just picture those channels now making an app that's now, you know, putting a whole bunch of all those channels on, and they stream free shit. So you'll catch old bought bounty hunters and things like that for free. So, but you can't catch fucking Cedric the Entertainer. So if you go to the comedy shit, you're gonna find Krabby Cat Williams, but you won't find motherfucking Cedric the Entertainer. And of course, Cat ain't gonna come out and say some shit like that if he ain't sure enough that he knows that people are gonna go and say, well, what about you? Can we catch one of your specials? Yeah, you can catch my shit on Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, fucking whatever. And oh, and here's the kicker, you might have to pay for it. You know what I mean? So it just goes to show that, like, these cats that made it out in the, made it and got so much limelight fucking power and stage power that they're not really that funny. Like, I don't watch a movie. Like, tell you the truth, I haven't watched a movie with Cedric the Entertainer in it in 20 fucking years. Maybe the first time it came out was the last time it fucking was seen by me. You know what I mean? I watched Friday a couple times back in the day. You know what I mean? But I haven't watched any of them old shits in a while. I haven't watched anything with Travis Smiley in there. I haven't watched anything with the Wayans brothers or fucking Cat Williams. I haven't watched any. The last thing I heard was with fucking Dice Clay and he was in an interview with either fucking, I want to say, with Pat Bev, or he was on there with Joe Rogan. It was either him and Joe Rogan, and they were talking about, like, comics back in the day and how hard it was to hustle and struggle out there and get 5 minutes on a stage somewhere in some, you know, hot comedic place that, you know, they could show off and have an open mic and show off the talents and shit. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to be, like, a comic now, but... And he goes on to Kevin Hart, and now, Kevin Hart, I don't know if anybody knows, but Kevin Hart has to pay so much homage to Damon Dash. Damon Dash gave Kevin Hart his, like, break, okay? Like, Dame Dash did a lot of shit for a lot of people in the fucking industry, right? Not only Jay and Rockefeller and all that shit, but he did shit for his fucking brother. Put movies out, did budgets and shit. As we know, I think he put the budget money up for Precious and shit. But in any event, so Dame makes a movie called Paper Soldiers. And in that movie, he puts in Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's a sidekick to, like, the neighborhood fucking thief, or the neighborhood Debo, if you will, right? And that's played by Beanie Siegel. So Beanie Siegel's running around big as fuck, you know, stalking on his head and shit. And he's running around the fucking, these rich-ass neighborhoods robbing houses and shit. and Kevin's his sidekick. And when I was watching it, no word of a lie, I thought that was the most funniest shit I've ever seen. Like, I loved Paper Soldiers just because the comedic part of it. It was funny as hell. And it was put together pretty good. You know, Kevin wanted to get it. He'd probably got fucking maybe paid 15 to 2 grand. Who knows? Maybe 10,000, if that, for that fucking role. You know what I mean? But it was a start, and it showed me. So I tell my brother Beans, my cousin. I mentioned his name a few times out here. So I goes, Beans, I was like, yo, listen, this dude is gonna be one funny motherfucker. Like, when we seen Omar Epps, I was like, yo, he's gonna be off the chain. But whenever I seen Kevin Hart, I was like, this dude is just funny as hell. Now, I didn't see him do any stand-up funny shit. But what I'm saying is his expressions, his faces was born, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could probably like a comedian, but not have the faces in the swag, if you will, to make those faces to go along with the jokes that you're doing. But the faces that Kevin made and the expressions, it was just so goddamn funny that I was like, yo, this dude is funny. And I says, if we don't see this cat in the future, Beans, I'd be damn surprised. Because, yo, I was like, if I had money, I says, I would sign him right now to this. I would have signed him right a fucking way, because I knew he was that good. He was that talented. He was that funny. For me, his faces, and you could have put him in any other fucking movie. Now, there's some comics like Steve Harvey. He don't have the faces like that. He does, but he doesn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't put, like, you know, Bernie Mac. He had that stoic look and shit. He might have a few faces that went with it. You know, Martin Lawrence had faces that went with it. You know, but Cedric the Entertainer, he really didn't have faces that went in. He was just like, you know, a fat old dude, you know, a fat old grandfather that just was in the fucking bobby shop talking shit. You know what I mean? Like that's all his roles would have been. Like, oh, he's the fucking janitor at the high school, fucking talking a bunch of shit because he's mad because he's a janitor still at a high school or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this like really nothing he could have played. Like, you couldn't have put Cedric the Entertainer in fucking Blue Streak. You know what I mean? But you could have put Cat Williams in there. You could have put Kevin Hart in there. You could have put fucking shit. You could have put Bernie Mac in there. God rest his soul. You could have put anybody in there. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like it's Chris Rock. I mean, these cats had faces that were just would make a fucking movie and make you just flat out feel it's in stitches just because their facial expressions, and you know, like, exactly what they're saying, how they're saying it. You picture it in your mind and you're just like, oh my god, that's exactly how it looks. Or like, that's a replica of like some black person saying, oh, what the fuck is this shit, you motherfuckers did me wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've came about that with somebody. Do you know what I mean? So it's that when you can make that something that relatable and be that funny, you got it in both ways. So now you just don't have to rely on stand-up, and you know what I mean? Cat and anybody that's in the music industry, and I'll finish off with this, is that you make your money on touring. And that's for a fucking musician, that's for a comic, that's for anybody. You make your money on touring, okay? So you let out an album, that's why all this money that fucking Swift and Beyonce are making, that's why they're talking about, like, I don't know why they're making classes of it, that makes no fucking sense. But, and in any event, the money that they bring, all that money that they're getting, they reap all that. Because they weren't signed to 360 deals, you know what I mean? And they renegotiated their deals because they know that they're a sure bet. Right. So, but if you have a 360 deal, before 360 deals were in effect, like, it was like the touring was where you made your money. You know what I mean? That's why tickets were fucking so high, because you have to, you know, you're saying, okay, out of the $80, $100 ticket prices that I'm putting up for like the average ticket, we're reaping fucking $75 of that. You know what I mean? So they're making more money on the tours than they are off the album itself. So that's why they would release an album, get some of that money there, and then be like, all right, bet that money's gonna pay for the studios that we took over, and now we're gonna make the money on the fucking tour. You know what I mean? So it was about touring, touring, touring. So if there was a hot economy, you had some of the hottest tours out. And then if that tour proved successful, that next three album deal or whatever, how many albums they want to sell that sign that person to, would be where they can say, all right, well, look at this, is the numbers I did on this, so now I want 25 million straight up, and then the tours I want 75% of, and you get 30% of that. So then, you know, the industry tightened up and was like, well, fucking, now we're putting 360 deals. We get 50% off of everything. You go out and tour, boom, we're getting some of that shit. Do you know what I mean? And the only thing that they could, I think the only thing that would be 100% is if they went out somewhere, without representing if they put out a book. I think they could get that would be 100% of that, because it's out of the music industry. It's, you know what I mean? But they structure fucking deals, man. Like, you have no idea. But 2024, year of truth, Cat Williams set it off, folks. And I really dare you to sit down, watch it. It's fucking entertaining. It's all hell. He gets a sip on. You're really going to love it. Cat Williams, the Club Shay Shay. Check it out. Like, it's on fire. This is a sick episode. Sick podcast. So, moving on. Now, what happened at the Bayside Mall in Miami, Florida, with a state W-3 sent out over the intercom? Something to that effect. Where it means every available officer, please descend on thus address, such address. And that address was Bayside Mall, for reports of young kids, teenagers, shooting fireworks at people, fucking spree happening, okay, smash and grabs and shit like that, and possibly a firearm, okay. Now, they did a state 3. That would be the equivalent. That call should only be given on a, now, if there was a terrorist event, that would be the call that you would make, to lock down the city in 15 minutes, okay? Meaning, like, every single officer, forget what you're doing, drop what you're doing. I don't care if you're in the middle of a murder progress like that. This trumps everything. Like, you're going to drop everything you got, and you're going to do this. So on that night, that happened. And they went to the Bayside Mall for teenagers letting off fireworks. Now, mind you, you got choppers running out. This is right before Christmas, and you got now a city pretty much unprotected for God knows how long. At that moment in time, you could have did anything other. You could have robbed a fucking bank, and everybody would have been helpless. You would have been helpless. That would have been the open window for the ultimate crimes to be happening, to be committed, because there wouldn't be a cop that could help you in that moment in time. There wasn't one, because they were all at the fucking mall helped, trying to save other pedestrians from young kids. Now, some normal people would say, no, that's understandable. But for me, I'd say that is fucking horrible. That city or state should never be unprotected due to the fact of young kids. Now, because here's the deal, sometimes you might have to eliminate 1,000 to save a million, all right? And that ratio and that type of thinking is permeated in our government and local law enforcement officials and such. So to leave the whole community vulnerable that for that long, forever how long? 2 hours, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 seconds, whatever the fuck. Was enough for anything to happen, and for somebody to get away with murder. For young kids, they wouldn't do it. So my thing is once they found out that it was young kids, half of these young kids should be paying the fucking penalty and the price for this. Okay, whatever kids that they got locked up, or they should go back in the footage and say you're all paying such fines because what you guys did that night was inexplainable, was fucked up, okay? And you guys are gonna learn the lesson now, because whatever triggered that fucking call, whether it was aliens or not, now not only did the fucking police fucking, you know, reach out, but I heard there was black helicopters involved. Now, to say the aliens were there in this, I haven't seen any proof of fucking aliens and such. You know, it's a little stretch from the imagination. Why they made a call to descend every fucking cop there, I have no idea. And I think that should be investigated. Do you know what I mean? But of course, we all know that the world is a show. And you're going to get some kind of fucked up thing. Maybe something was there. Maybe, obviously the government is aware of some fucking UFO, okay? Because through all the shit with David Gersh and all that stuff and the TMZ flick that you might have seen on Tubi, it goes to show that the government knows something about something, okay? And this man witnessed a lot of stuff, so did other pilots, that were just unexplainable, which constitutes a real big, holy fuck, we're totally defenseless, yes. So next time you see something bright in the sky, or you see a fucking kite in the sky, just know that's the reason why it's not getting shot down, because Americans' fucking skies are fucking defenseless. From either high-tech or low-tech, it seems that we are totally fucking defenseless. So the only way that we're going to be able to find out if that's true or not is when one of our adversaries gets the fucking balls, like China, and most likely it'll probably be China or Russia, they will try to launch another type of spy balloon in our airspace. Now, we had to go run over to fucking China and say, hey, please don't do this, because you damn near took the lid off the fucking whole fucking bag of bones. And now everybody knows that our skies are defenseless. Now, of course, I don't believe that to be true, but does it beg you to think otherwise? You know, I mean, you had a kite fly around the fucking country for a certain amount of time, for days and days. What if it was permeating some fucking gas? You know, let's just say for 10 seconds it started getting it, you know, watching it, and we're like, oh yeah, it just entered our airspace, it's flying over South Dakota right now as we speak, it'll take about 15 minutes to cross. Now all of a sudden it's leaking out some gas, and it's spewing out pretty much a lot, and it's coming out now as we see. Now every second it ticks fucking by without a fucking goddamn aircraft in that sky to take that thing down is a lot of Americans dying. Because of some fucking aerosol that's in the air that's getting sprayed by this unidentified craft that made it in our fucking airspace in the shape of a fucking kite. You know what I mean? We should all be shaking right now. And so if you want to take that, thank God it was a kite, right? Because if it was a fucking UFO, we're fucked. Like, we have no, there's no saving anybody from UFO or whatever technology they're capturing on those things. There is no defense. There ain't a motherfucking EMP. They'll outfly the EMP. There ain't a fucking EMP. I'm surprised the radar locked on there. So it takes the radar capability to lock on the fucking on the thing. Now, once it locks on, and we disengage a fucking rocket to go after it, it's not gonna catch it. It's not gonna fucking catch it. We can't catch it. it's it'll make maneuvers that'll fucking, it'll be like, what? Are you serious? I'll do a spaghetti shaped maneuver over here and you won't know what the hell to do. So it begs us to ask a lot of questions. So now the questions come up, and my whole point is this, to this, is that you just never know, right? But we have to discern, like, real shit from, like, some kid just taking advantage of a hot situation and saying, yeah, I seen some tall fucking aliens that look like the same aliens that were out in Vegas that fucking night when the kid called. Now, when that kid called, that was some shit. Now, that was some shit. I believe the kid in Vegas, if he was to tell me, hey, which one do you believe, the Bayside story in Florida or the fucking kid in Vegas? I tell you right now, I believe the kid in Vegas. The kid in Vegas, I believe, I believe that because you see the body cam footage. Now, if this is just, granted, let's just take a quick pause. This could all be some big fucking psyop, okay? That everybody's in cahoots, from the kid that made the call, to the offices, and so on and so forth. Excuse me. Because every time there's some big fucking news, and so far I'd had to deal with, I think, Hunter in both times when we had the, when the Grush hearing came about, and then the Vegas thing, and then now this. So when we just heard this Bayside thing was when, like, Hunter was going in before, like, he was getting ready to go in front of Congress. So it's either some big psyop for some type of major event. Now, in my heart of hearts, I keep saying this, and I rap on this a lot. And if I had a producer, he'd probably say, oh my God, Wayne, stop. Like, move on. But what I'm trying to say is this has to be some type of event, another big event. COVID got us halfway there. We just need something to push. Now I'm thinking as if I was one of these fucking assholes that don't like it, this country and stuff like that, would say, all right, well, we're 50% there. We just need one more fucking cataclysmic event to fucking push us on to what we really need. We got half the, you know, elderly people to be online. We got people now fucking working from home, which we wanted to. We got people using Zooms. We got people using these new technologies now that have always been out, but we've never really used them. We got more people FaceTiming and shit than making regular calls ever since COVID. So, you know, a lot of people are using this ring fucking bells and shit. And if we're looking at the conspiracy theory of, like, they're always trying to keep an eye on us, well, this is one more push to get us fully on board, because your fucking great-great-grandmother still ain't touching a fucking iPhone yet, right? But your great-grandmother did. So now we just need the other older generations, the ones that are still hanging on by a buck of thread, we need them to be online, okay, and get used to it. So when they can't watch their fucking Golden Girls no more on cable, because now it's all went streaming, right? And now you can see football, which is going to stream one of their football playoff games, or their playoffs, the whole playoffs, on Pluto TV. So yes, the NFL is going to stream the playoffs, either this coming playoffs coming up or next year's playoffs on Pluto. Now, that is just one giant push to get people to get on there, because some people are going to say, fuck, I want to see the playoffs. Yeah, well, if you want to see the playoffs, guess what you got to do? Oh, I got to get an email. Yep, so you got to get an email now, right? Now you got to sign up for, you got to download, you got to get a Roku TV. Oh, shit, I only got I got a flat one. Oh, now I got to go get a smart TV. Now you got a smart TV. Now you, right? Okay, you following? So you got a smart TV, which is Roku. Now you got to download the fucking apps. Now you download the app, right? You get the fucking, now you got the controller that you can talk into. So you download the app. Now what do? You put in your fucking email and it asks, you know, hey, can I fucking, you know, send you fucking subscriptions or notifications, right? You don't know what you're doing. You just said, yep, right? Because you're just going to use it one time. So you hit yep, you got that. Now you finally download the fucking, you download the TV and you're watching the playoffs, okay? You just, now, allow the big brother to get into your life six ways to fucking Sunday, okay? Just with those little movements. So these are the things that they're going to tell people to do to coerce them into, you know, cutting the cord and getting all on a digital aspect. Because if they want the digital currency, you need that. Because people ain't going to give up the paper fucking currency. So until there's like a big germ warfare where fucking paper, you know, there's some germ that attracts to paper and money, then and only then will somebody go to fucking using a fucking, hey, where's that Bitcoin shit? You know what I mean? I got a pack of fucking Pall Malls over here. You know what I mean? Where's my fucking, I need my box of wine. Get me my box of wine and my fucking denture cream, my fixin' end, and hey, how do I pay for this? Well, you're gonna need Bitcoin. Oh, look here, Sonny, I'm fucking now, since you guys gave me this COVID and all this other bullshit and fake alien invasion, I guess I'm gonna use it. So this is the shit that they're gonna do. So along with the coercions from other fucking companies, excuse my French, from other companies in unison, doing this is the only way they're gonna get it going. Now, With the whole alien thing, that allows us, that allows them to make an invasion. I think the alien invasion is much more it, because you can see what drones do. The new holograms that they just came out with, like literally, like the new CES show that they had, the 2024, they're gonna put on some new holograms and things like that. So between the holograms, the way drones can look, I mean, you could put, you know, a whole 100 or 200 drones together and have them programmed out to make these shapes and stuff that look like a UFO with thousands and thousands of pixels. You see what the eye, sphere, the eye in Vegas does. So you can just see the technologies out there to really do an invasion. Now, with all this other inversions of like, oh, yeah, I seen this and I seen that and, you know, kids calling, and then the cops involved, and, you know, Rush is involved, and all this shit leads for this invasion, which would allow us to say, hey, we have some, now we've built some aircraft to fight alongside these motherfuckers, and that allows the Americans to start showing the new aircraft that they've been so wanting to show. That looks exactly like the aircraft that had this fucking invasion that we, you know, so scared of. So now we bought Faraday cages. People are more versed about Faraday cages than anything. People know about, you know, nuclear power than anything. People are so digitized that, you know, they got augmented reality fucking glasses on. They, you know, most of their kids are playing with VR games instead of your conventional fucking PS5s and shit. So I mean, it's like it's getting that along with the times. It's to evolve the masses as fast as technology's evolving is outpacing society. So we need society to really latch on to that fucking growth that matches with technology, and then people can really start to see, you know, the importance of having this or at least liking it and say, oh yeah, wow, this car thinks just like me. When I go in, I want it at 68 degrees. I programmed it to sit like I wanted, you know, because that technology has been out since fucking the Chevy Blazer. But I really think we need one more event. And you can see that these little mini events, microcosms, like what happened at the Florida Mall. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what's the big hoopla over Mason's Hall. Yeah, Mason's Hall. Figures to talk about conspiracies and fucking kind of goes into the Illuminati. Next thing I know, I'm driving past the fucking Mason's Hall. Wonderful. So, in any event, I don't know why anybody, you know what, yeah, I'm gonna go through. I don't know why anybody watches the Pat McCaffrey show. I mean, who the fuck watches that show? I find him the most I don't know, corny. He's a cornball. I think he just looks corny. I don't really care for him as a player. I don't know what he did as a player. I don't know if he was a quarterback or a kicker. I think he was a kicker or some shit. So he has this fucking, he has like his show, and he got paid an exuberant amount of money, like $150 million his contract is. And I guess for like a few years, he's had, you know, several, you know, NFL stars on there quite a few times, and they would come on and appear on a show. So forgive me, I don't know the whole story again, but I just been hearing these little things about, you know, Pat McCaffrey is really sold out, and I can't believe that's a surprise to some people because of the money that he was giving to the show that, like I said, the guy looks corny, okay? And what I mean by corny, he just looks corny. He just looks weird. And for him to have all that energy and shit, he's got to be doing things that we don't know about, and I'm sure he doesn't want us to know about. But somebody knows, and they caught him. But they gave him a lot of freaking money to do a show that, to me, a lot of people could do better shows or have better shows. So, like, you dig Pat McCaffrey, you dig fucking Cat Williams would have went on the Pat McCaffrey show? Like, oh, absolutely not. So, so my thing is that, you know, for $150 million, Pat McCaffrey got signed for. And why doesn't somebody pay, you know, Shannon Sharp $150 million? Do you know what I mean? It just makes no sense. Why they pay him, but they don't pay somebody doesn't pay Shannon Sharp that amount of money. You know what I mean? Because it's not about who they are, it's about who you know. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know why anybody's surprised. It's 100, like, so he has, what the fuck is his name? Brett Favre on there, right? Which is old as goes. He's a goat. And he's old. And he should be getting out of the fucking league. So in Roger's life, he was married to the Go Daddy girl. Okay, Danica Patrick. Danica Patrick's one of the first female fucking NASCAR races that were out, okay? And she was in like Formula One. Go Daddy picked her up, and she like fucking signed a $100 million contract, and people thought she owned Go Daddy because she was just the face of it. So she made Go Daddy, right? Now, her and him, they had gotten married, I think, I'm not sure, or they were a couple for a while. Now, they split up. Brett Favre leaves Green Bay, he goes to New York, right? So there's like all these little shakeups. Now, he's on the Pat McCaffrey show. And then he doesn't pick a door. It was like pick a door time for Brett. And Brett wasn't picking a door. He said, hey, I don't know if he said something. And, you know, the NFL higher ups were like, nah, that shit's not flying. And now, mind you, this podcast is signed by ESPN. ESPN signed for the 150 mil. Now, we all know ESPN unloaded a shit ton of talent to just sign Pat. So they got all their eggs in one basket with Pat and Stephen A. Smith. So would Favre be in there? He would either go to show probably if he played ball, but since he didn't play ball, he ain't getting a show and he got fired. So he gets fired off the Pat McCaffrey show, okay? Because Pat doesn't have creative rights. For $150 million, you're telling me Bob Iger said, oh, yeah, we're going to give you, you know, listen, Pat, we're going to let you strong arm us in the fucking goddamn negotiation process? I don't think so. So here's the deal, pal. You're going to fucking do what I say, and that's just that. So once Brett Favre leaves, the following episode of Pat's show, he's like, I've been waiting for this day, and Oh my God, it's like the rainbows came out. Somebody, you know, Bobby, thank you, Bobby. You fucking parted the clouds and let the sun shine through. Now we can pop the fucking Moet and the fucking champagne, yeah, because, you know, because, you know, bread five is gone, and thank God for that. And we are just so delighted over here at the Pat McCaffrey show. And then the fucking other guys jump on the bandwagon, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, you know, like, this is how it goes. This is how it goes. It was pick a side time, and they did. You know what I mean? And this has, oh, that's what it was. It had to do over the COVID, okay? And so, you know, wait. Excuse me, I'm trying to recoil some of the information. So with all the stuff with Taylor Swift and the fucking other kid that she goes out with the Chiefs, this is all a ploy. You know what I mean? I mean, Jay knows that she's pulling massive amounts of money. Bring her in here. She'll be fucking starring in one of the Super Bowl halftimes in the next coming years. That's for a damn sure. She's got her arm around Travis. That's Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're making big money, and it's all through the COVID. Now I heard somebody got paid about $20 million to represent themselves under a Pfizer fucking campaign and say, yeah, you know, fucking COVID's you need Vaxlovid and fucking fuck COVID, need Vaxlovid. And now people have to pay for the test. So there's some lady out there that is really believing all this bullshit that you guys are spewing. And she goes to the CVS. Because here's the deal. The doctors are not touching this shit no more. The doctors do not want to have nothing to do with the COVID shots. Why? Why does not one fucking doctor want to deal with the COVID shots and they're letting allow a pharmacist to do it? What is one thing that a pharmacist has that doesn't have that a fucking doctor does? Okay? Doctor has a license to practice. And so doctors, to me, it seems, don't want to touch this fucking goddamn death serum because it's the syrup of Ipecac. And if they inject it into somebody's veins and they start dropping dead like they've been doing, these doctors are going to find themselves in a huge bunch of hot water and getting sued up the wazoo by anybody and everybody. Let me say it again. The doctors do not want to touch the vaccine no more because I think they are scared for the reprisal of being sued in court for their license, and they will be getting revoked and voided out, and you'll see a lot of doctors on the hook. Now, why do they let it go to the pharmacist? Because, hey, a fucking pharmacist comes a dime a dozen, and we know that there's a shortage of work everywhere, but there's going to be more people going to become a pharmacist faster than they would become a fucking licensed doctor, right? So the DIE is gonna allow the doctors and the pharmacists to get replenished, because that is a whole nother issue that we'll get to. But, man, I'm telling you, get ready, folks. It's coming down the pike. So obviously the doctors know something that we don't. And if a doctor's not touching it, and they were touching it at one point, they're not touching it now. And so they need people like to get a pay for Travis Kelce. So you have some lady in her basement or in her house, and she's believing this shit that you guys are spewing, and she goes down there and the doctor says, I'm sorry, Dr. Lipschitz. Yes, Vivian. Can you please give me the new Vaxlovid? Sorry, Vivian. I can't administer that no more. Why can't you, Dr. Lipschitz? Because we just can't. Is it because maybe there's adverse effects? Well, that's not it really, Vivian. It's just that I'm moving on in my career, and I might open up a private practice. And that would allow me to not be able to administer vaccines. But if you want to see me in my private practice, I can still, you know, provide you your morphine and things like that for your osteoporosis and things. But I just can't give you the vaccine. Okay, thank you, Dr. Lipschitz. We'll be talking, sure. Now, but you can go down to your local CVS and talk to Dr. fucking Finkelstein, and he'll hook you up. So she goes down to fucking Dr. Finkelstein. Dr. Finkelstein, sure, Vivian, we'll hook you right up. Now, Dr. Finkelstein is getting a kickback. Now, that's why Dr. Finkelstein's got the new fucking Tesla, and Dr. Lipschitz is driving the Jaguar. They're going to give kickbacks to the pharmacies and the big CVS corporations. Now, we all know by 5, 6 years ago or something, or maybe 10 years ago, CVS turned into a fucking complete, like, hospital. Like, because their first move was like, oh, we don't want to sell cigarettes. And all of a sudden, they fucking started becoming a hospital. Well, that's why. This is all making sense to you, right? This is not why specifically, but this is allowing CVSs to have much more pull in the healthcare sector. So not only do we have, HIPAA laws getting fucking, expanded into neighborhood drug stores that are turning into, mini health stops, but they're administering this death serum to people. And people are dropping dead, and we all know it's bad. And, shame on Fauci for spewing all that bullshit. Shame on Travis Kelce. Shame on Martha Stewart. Shame on Fat Joe. Shame on all of them for saying that this vaccine was gonna save lives when there is young people dropping dead. Now, who's to say that the kid, the Obama's fucking cook, wasn't a vaccine taker, and he takes the vaccine. Next thing you know, he's paddleboarding and drops dead, and now the whole world thinks it's a fucking big conspiracy. When the only conspiracy is that is he fucking took the fucking syrup of Ipecac. But it's guys that are in top shape, women, top shape, children, dying. Dropping dead, dying without any explanation whatsoever, and the only thing that we could say was that, were they vaxxed? Yep. And that's what everybody's asking them. It's not like now it's like even like with fentanyl being through the roof, people would say, Jesus, Johnny died yesterday. Oh fuck, did he get vaxxed? No, he actually OD'd. Like now it usually was like, oh, what do you OD? No, he was vaxxed. Oh, shit, right? So it's one of those things. It's really starting to become that. Now the doctors don't want to touch it. Folks, they're letting you know something that, hey, this vaccine is not right. And if the top of the, if the cream of the crop administers are not touching it, then something's wrong, okay? Because natural immunity is where it's at, and that's why it was a death by a thousand cuts to Joe Rogan and anybody else that screamed against that fucking goddamn vaccination, So we'll see. And just watch some people that took it, like even if you there's a conspiracy show, a kid's wife took the vaccine. And she's been not feeling well. Now, I don't know if they're using that to drum up some viewership. I'm sure they might be, but it's like, and then is and then the husband didn't take it, so it's like, that was the type. Now that could have been a deal breaker between them two in their relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, it's really just a shame that these people are taking these vaccines because they believe they're stars and they're paying these stars an exuberant amount of money to push this poison. And this poison now has to be paid. You're not going to get it free. And when in the God's name, right, did you had to keep taking the fucking measles, mumps, and rubella shot? Do you know what I mean? Like, when did you have to take a yearly fucking tetanus shot? You didn't. When did you, like, now we have all these, Now, remember, like, when you, before the COVID, like, you would see a commercial that would put out for some kind of fucking medication. It's like, well, if you have a headache and this and that, and experience fucking, high blood pressure, please see a doctor. If you're, please do not take, if you're currently pregnant or thinking about being pregnant or breastfeeding, and, the complications could be, dizzy, nausea, vomiting, lack of sleep, irritation, agitation, skin rash, all that. So what they're doing now, since the COVID came out, the pharmacies, and I mean, excuse me, the fucking the vaccines makers and all the drug pharmaceutical companies said, shit, now for every fucking symptom that a fucking that occurs off one drug, we're gonna make a cure for that. So shit, you got dizziness? Well, here's a cure for that. Boom. But then you take that medicine, and it's gonna give you 10 other side effects just to take care of one fucking ailment. Oh my God. That's why nootropics and fucking spices and shit like that has gotten such a bad rap, because the fucking the powers that be and the pharmaceutical companies and the money that they hold. Holy shit, they have done controlled and put a dragnet on the whole industry to make nobody think other than what they want them to think. And that is a pure, proven fact. And so, when, now, here's the deal. This is good. Now, let's just say, in a conspiracy mind, right? Now you say to the government, you say, let's push out a fight, let's put out a vaccine, right? And people will be so scared that they won't fucking take it, right? Oh, they'll some will take it and they'll see some, we'll put a bad vaccine out, right? Then we'll release a real fucking bad fucking disease, which then we'll have the real good vaccine to advertise, and then people won't take it because they don't already trust us from the first vaccination. Do you know what I mean? So it's like now you got a population that's just gonna fucking die because of their fear of the first vax, that they're gonna say, well, fuck that. I'm not gonna take the fucking second vax that comes out, knowing that, hey, maybe the fucking second vax might be the one that really helps with this problem. You know what I mean? Like it's just so crazy, and how shit can get thrown out of whack, and how people can go down some of these rabbit holes and never come out of them. And that is we see, and I keep hopping on this, and the result of that is what you see in Hamas. The result of that is what you see against the Jewish people and all the anti-Semitism against Jewish people right now that's occurring. And why Claudia Gay can't understand why fucking, anti-Semitism is a fucking bad thing to have in elite education. Like, are you serious, lady? Are you serious? But it's like the Vatican touching kids. Like, well, now you can't be a priest, but you can go in Italy and hang in the Vatican and chill there and fucking be a cardinal. Like, what? Like, dude, it's like, what the fuck? They just escape prosecution no matter what. And that's the two sides of the law. That's why, Hunter fucking Biden can walk into Congress, give him the finger, walk right out of Congress. Like, just imagine you getting arraigned, right? I can see Wayne still, I'm there, the judge is talking, right? And then I just get up and I just turn around, and I just leave. And my fucking lawyer's like, hey, where you going? I'm like, yeah, fuck this guy, fuck these people, I'm out of here. Like, kiss my balls. Like, are you serious? Are you serious? I'd be hung. You know what I mean? Like, not in my right mind as a person would I do that, because it's so disrespectful, right? So where does he get the gall and the disrespectfulness? And where is the where's the father say, hey, smarten the fuck up? Father's doing the same shit. So the kid's like, yeah, hey, fuck it. My father told you to go fuck yourself. I'm gonna tell you to go fuck yourself twice, right? So, I mean, this is the double standard, but if it's you or me or Taylor down the street, forget about it. Fucking forget about it, and it's just horrible. And this is what's gonna be what with these are gonna be the little things like, and as we get higher into this new technology and get more view to the facts and get more behind the curtain, if you will. and see Oz for itself, the more you're going to see this civil war ramp up, okay? So we have like militias, Proud Boys, things of that nature. You don't think those numbers have fucking doubled by now? Those numbers have doubled, okay? And the more they keep Trump around, the more it fuels all of this shit. So they all say, oh, well, we don't like Trump, we gotta stop him. The motherfucker could find a serum that keeps him alive for the next 200 years, he'd still have a fucking shot at getting in the fucking the White House. So why don't you let him have the fucking seat, do his 4 years, and get him the fuck out of there? Wouldn't that be the best option instead of just stringing along? Because, I mean, look at Biden. He's 82? All right? So let's just say in the next 4 years, if Trump loses this time, he sure enough has a fucking another chance to go at it again. Or maybe two shots. All right? So, you know, be careful what you wish for, or this is all to be happening for a fucking reason. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's either let's just push the American people further and further and further before they do fucking break. And then we can implement what we need to implement. Or are we going to use the alien invasion? Or are we going to use some type of like fucking EMP explosion? What is going to be the next lever that falls that turns this country out? Ask yourself, what is the next event that's going to turn this country out? I'd love to hear your comments and what you think. I'll catch you on the next one. I love you all. Peace.